With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Republican Nikki Haley has jumped to second place in the final Iowa poll before Monday's caucuses. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
According to the influential Iowa poll, Haley has overtaken Ron DeSantis, but still trails Donald Trump by a substantial margin. Sponsored by the Des Moines Register, NBC News, and Mediacom, the poll shows Trump with 48% of likely Republican caucus goers. Haley is now in second place at 20%, followed by DeSantis in third place at 16%. Overall, two-thirds of Iowans say their minds are made up. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Icy winter weather is blanketing the country as a wave of Arctic storms threaten to break low temperature records in the heartland and spread cold and snow from one coast to the other. It's casting a chill over everything from NFL playoff games to presidential campaigns. The holiday weekend began yesterday with weather forecasts that look like a crazy quilt of color-coded advisories. They range from an ice storm warning in Oregon to a blizzard in the North Plains and high wind warnings in New Mexico. Thousands of troops in Acapulco are not deterring the violence there.
The Mexican government sent 25,000 troops to Acapulco after the resort was hit by Hurricane Otis back on October 25th, but the city's main business chamber reports gang threats and attacks have caused about 90% of the city's passenger vans to stop running, and that's affecting the resort's main form of transport and forcing businesses to close early. Category 5 hurricane killed 52 people and severely damaged almost all of the resort's hotels. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have rerouted trade away from that crucial corridor. That means there may be a slowdown in the delivery of oil, natural gas, grain, and electronics. This is SRN News. Is the tide turning in the battle over transgenderism? Well, some evangelical leaders think it might be.
Take a look at what's going on with regards to Europe. Europe crossed that precipice long before the United States did. And you know what? They're backtracking. The Tavistock Clinic in London, which is the biggest clinic that did these kinds of surgeries and puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, they're now shutting down. As of 2024, they will be no more.
Matt Staver is founder of Liberty Council.
Many of the European countries are walking back this whole transgender issue. And some of that is happening in the United States as well. A number of states are getting involved to say enough is enough. No puberty blockers, no cross-sex hormones, no mutilating surgeries on minors.
In fact, 22 states have banned sex change operations on children, and several others are considering such legislation. A growing number of people who have undergone such treatment are expressing dissatisfaction. Some are filing lawsuits. This is SRN News. The Buffalo Bills NFL playoff game against the Steelers that was scheduled for today has been moved until Monday amid a forecast for truly dangerous winter weather in the region.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul and other officials say they're making the change for safety's sake. Up to 2 feet of snow is projected to fall on the Buffalo region over a 24-hour period beginning tonight. Officials advise residents to stay off the roads beginning at nightfall, with a driving ban taking effect at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Correspondent Ken Lormand. Today is Sunday, January the 14th, and on this date in history, 1943, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and French General Charles de Gaulle opened a wartime conference in Casablanca. And on this date in 1954, Marilyn Monroe and baseball star Joe DiMaggio were married at San Francisco City Hall. This is SRN News.